At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
An accident and would like a free case review? Make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the...
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here to hang out with us. Yeah, and, Tony... Tony agrees. He thinks it would be better to sign a good free agent than a bad
instead of a okay, good, right. Good.
Really makes a lot of sense.
Do we need to do a Twitter poll on would you rather see not good players or a good player? Many players who are not good or one player who is good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would hope that
I was asking myself that question because somebody one of my buddies who's is an NBA fan, he said, "Y'all got good players here." And I was like, do we have good players here?
You know what? I feel like we have good players.
I don't know.
Are we 100% sure? I think so, though. I think we're right. I think we've got some talent. Is good players the word to say, John, or untapped
I don't know.
Talent?
Is this a Sauce Gardner, Derek Stingley situation? Is this a, you know.
What do you mean?
The Rockets are on the short end of the Jabari Smith versus all the other guys.
Everybody else drafted?
Well, not everybody else drafted.
It seems like there's a lot of guys
playing
well
up third,
this year.
So they didn't have a chance, at getting the best player.
Who's been better so far, him or Chet Holmgren? Ask yourself that.
Well, okay, who would you bet on in the future going forward? In the league.
That's not the question, John.
No.
The question
no, yes,
is who started because, their career
yes,
better.
Well, I think Jabari's been better than Chet Holmgren.
He has. How many rebounds does Chet Holmgren have? Zero.
No. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is I'm not positive that I'm not 100% sure that we've got good players here. I'm not because what happens on the court tells me different. Tells me differently. I mean,
yeah. This is where you're supposed to come in and just say they're tanking, and then you feel better about everything.
I don't see them tanking, dude. They're trying. It's just that they're not nearly good.
Did they look like – RJ, did they have tanking vibes at all yesterday? Because I can't trust you, John. You just told me Şengün was balling out yesterday defending everybody.
Well, he was
and
minus
– RJ had to tell
me the
truth.
He was minus 36 on the plus minus, but –
But, RJ, what did you think? First of all, what did you think of the experience? Is that your first Rocket game?
Yeah, that was my first Rocket game, and thanks
it's pretty
to
good.
John.
It's a pretty good in-game experience. It's not bad. They do a pretty good job with in-game.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. From what I saw,
vibes. Vibes. Where's my music?
Yeah, there's vibes. There's vibes. Yeah, sure.
I don't know if there were vibes because I didn't see a lot of talking defensively either. You see KJ Martin. He's kind of visibly frustrated sometimes with his teammates. I didn't see Jalen Green giving out the vibes. I mean, there were a couple of plays that were made by the Rockets where you would shake your head and say that's a good play. And Jalen Green was sitting on the bench with a towel over his head. Like, while everybody else is standing up saying good job, don't involve me in this. So, but
we hate to be involved in a team.
Do not involve me. Like, I'm just going to sit down because I just got taken out of the game. He was
injured. He's load managing right now.
I understand.
So you want him standing up, sitting down.
Everybody else was load managing.
Well, no, listen, the other guys aren't load managing. The other guys are sitting on the bench because they suck. Okay?
We should have played Willie Cauley-Stein.
Willie Cauley-Stein What did I say to you in the
oh yeah, before the game? So here was my thing. I thought you were talking about Usman Garuba.
Oh no, I know Garuba.
So
I hadn't seen Willie Cauley-Stein in forever.
So John looks at me and he's like, "Who's the homeless guy on the team?" And I'm looking at Garuba. I'm like, "Oh, he must be talking
who's
about
who's the homeless guy on
like,
the
you
homeless
see,
looking guy?
Have you seen Willie Cauley-Stein's new look?"
And then he's
no,
like,
"No, I haven't."
Oh my god!
He's like, "RJ, who's this guy?" And I'm like,
"I don't know.
The tall guy with the braids." And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "That's Willie Cauley. We just signed. We talked about him yesterday."
Well, I know, but yeah. I hadn't seen him in forever. I was like, "Oh my god, we got a homeless guy on the team."
They didn't pick up a homeless guy.
Listen.
That's a good way to tank, though.
When Ed Reed signed here, what did you say to yourself?
Well, now, if I hadn't known that was a future Hall of Famer, Ed Reed, Coach Ed Reed, what are we doing over here? Sir, are you supposed to be here? I'm supposed to come in and play. Where's the coach at? Sir. And you are over there, you know. Like you'll catch some action in that neighborhood in the area by NRG Stadium.
Right.
Hey, show me where the GM is. I need to talk to him. I'm sorry, sir. We can't get him.
Mm-hmm.
No. You're gonna have to. Do we need to call somebody to come pick you up? I'm the new safety.
What? You what?
You're Ed Reed? You're Ed Reed? Yep.
Oh.
Ed Reed was so tight. He hated everyone in Houston. No. Who hates Houston more, Ed Reed or Scottie Pippen? Whose time was
or
worse
Charles
in
Barkley.
Houston? Well, Charles actually had some
Charles
success.
Hates the Rockets. That's,
yeah, he hates the owners. Yeah.
But, well, he hates
Ed Reed or, Ed Reed or Scottie Pippen? Who had a worse time here? That's a hard one.
That is a tough one.
Those are two different sports. If I wanted to go baseball, I might say Go-Go.
He had a rough time of it now.
Uh-huh.
Dave Clark.
Yeah, Dave had a rough time.
Yeah, remember?
Everyone hated him. He's like the Will Levis of fourth outfielders.
Let's get Julian in here. He wants to ask you something about the NFL draft. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. What it is, Jive Turkeys. So check it out. obviously, Mel Kiper came out with that mock draft yesterday, and I loved it, except I don't want to trade. I wouldn't want to trade the Texans. Leave it at 2, get Jalen Carter. Then at 12, get Wilson. Go get Hargrove and maybe a Minnehue. So then you got your line solidified. Your middle linebacker is going to be Christian Harris, and then you go sign Al-Shaair. And you got Petrie in the back. Bro, your middle goes from a position of weakness to now the middle of your defense is a position of strength.
I actually like all that. Getting the linebacker from the 49ers, getting a Hargrove in the middle. I do think that immediately you got a chance to say, okay, we're better up the middle. So I actually do like that concept. I really do from a free agency standpoint. And I think it's something you could probably afford to do, even though, you know, Hargrove is going to have suitors who are willing to pay us some pretty good money. So like you said, John, Hargrove at age 30, he might be more inclined to go maybe not just where the money is, but where money and –
money in. He's going to get money.
I mean, he just came off of a run where he was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was close to a Super Bowl title.
Yeah, yeah. No. He's going to – yeah, he's not – you can't expect – listen, I know everybody wants to come here. I know how attractive this job is, this team is to everybody. But you can't
get – 80-degree February.
You can't get everybody. Like you can't get everybody. I mean
– PC Jester's a good disc golf course, and there's some things that you can – there's some things you can really.
Oh, no. This is a sellable city. What with all our disc golf courses? Yeah.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are outlying areas, but still. 86-degree Februarys? There's not a lot of places that have that.
No, we're going to have – it's going to be 86 today, which is perfect. Okay.
Well, it's March 1st. It's officially the beginning of summer.
Yeah. No. Yes. Listen,
yesterday was warm too, wasn't it?
Well, yesterday was perfect. Yesterday was perfect.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I left, so.
Yeah. No. Yesterday was perfect.
I got here, and they're like, this is so hot. This is one of our hottest Februarys, and it's I think it was 58. And I said, this feels great to me. And they go, oh, man, this is phenomenal. For us, a February in the 50s, this is the best February we've ever had. Like, yeah, I just came out of like 85 and where I had so much sweat in private places.
Which is perfect.
That's not perfect.
No. It's perfect. Listen, this is the perfect week. I got my buddies in town, Lance, and we went up to Highland Pines yesterday.
Sober.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all sober. We were all sober. And you know what? We enjoyed the day. I could not have enjoyed Highland Pines more. It's such a great golf experience. Guys, if you're a golfer in this city, you have got the zoysia grass from tee to green. And then you've got laser zoysia greens, which no other course in the world has. It's the first of its kind. It's literally crunchy, okay? You get the most perfect lies in the fairways. The ball sits up because the grass grows straight up. Zoysia grows straight up. So the ball is always in. You've got yourself a beautiful lie in the fairway. And then you've got the perfect roll without the grain against, without the grain with, but fast. I mean, I had a bunch. I'm telling you, it is a different golf experience than you're going to find. Elevation changes, water, woods, creeks, beautiful, beautiful. It's our first golf course here in 20 years. It is a great, great golf experience. I loved it. This is the second time I played it. I'm joining. You can join and you get three golf. Listen, this is different now. You get three golf courses when you join. Or you could play daily fee all the time. It doesn't matter. But if you're looking for a different golf experience than you're finding anywhere else right now, golfhighlandpines.com, golfhighlandpines.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Did you hear that Sky Rizzy commercial we just did, Lance?
Yeah.
Sky Rizzy sounds like what you would call your buddy. His name was Skylar Rizzo. Sky Rizzy is in the hizzy.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
It's a rap name.
She sounds like she's like giving us Sky Rizzy. What up, my man? Sky Rizzy is in the hizzy.
Yep, it could be. Yeah, 100% Sky Rizzy.
All right. What haven't we talked? We haven't talked about Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson.
So I actually want to get to some of David Sampson cuts. I assume we have those because David Sampson was on. I think the Wheelhouse yesterday. You know who David Sampson is?
Yeah.
Right. David Sampson, he's not always been a huge fan of the Houston Astros, and yet sometimes he's given them compliments, but he's not always been a huge fan of what our Houston Astros have done in the past. However, he's now not a fan of Dana Brown in the way he's going about things, and that's a little bit of a stretch, but you know, Dana Brown went out and publicly professed his love for Bregman and Altuve. And David Sampson, who is the former Marlins president and current CBS Sports MLB insider, David Sampson was not very excited about how our own Dana Brown, our new general manager, how he went about professing his love for two of his players.
I found it to be silly. I think that you don't go into any negotiation giving away any sort of leverage. Why do they have to retire Astros for life when you were able to move along without Gerrit Cole, without Carlos Correa? So you're able to move on. And I think that you would never want to tell Scott that. There's no reason for it. And Scott's going to take his players to the team that pays them the most. And that what made the Astros successful is they're willing to let Carlos Correa go, and they've got Jeremy Peña ready to go, who can win the LCS and World Series MVP. What a great move that was. So you don't need to re-sign all your players all the time. You need to have new players come in and a system that's developing players. So from my standpoint, we would never publicly say until the player has been signed that, hey, this guy we can't live without.
So wait a minute. David Sampson, the president of that ultra-successful Miami Marlins organization, that's the guy that's telling Dana Brown, who comes from the Braves organization, who signs all their – listen, I think the Braves are going to be a power for years. I think this year's World Series is Astros-Braves. The Braves have locked up all of their young players for years to come and are going to be a great team for years to come. They are going to be a National League power for years to come because they've locked up their young players. It's two different philosophies. And I have zero problem with saying I love Jose Altuve here. I love what Alex Bregman has done. It doesn't mean that, okay, now you have to give them the farm. If Scott Boras, if Jose, and I don't see Jose Altuve doing this. If they offer Jose Altuve, hey, Jose, we'll give you the next contract will be let's say $25 a year. And Scott Boras goes and gets $30 a year somewhere. I think that maybe the Astros will come up a little bit, but I also think that Jose Altuve might go, you know what? I just want to stay here. I've got enough money. Scott, I love, and I know you got to do what you, and you want to get me the most money that's possible, but I love what the organization thinks of me. I love this organization. I've won here. I want to retire here. I want to be an Astro for life. And just because you say something positive about your players and how much you love them and how much you want them there doesn't mean you gave away leverage. It doesn't mean that. Because if the Astros aren't going to pay Jose Altuve what, you know, if some organization goes, well, we got to give Jose Altuve $40 a year, then you know what? Jose Altuve's got to go. Jose Altuve's going to go and got to go if Jose Altuve wants to go. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You can't tell a player how much you appreciate them because you're losing leverage. That's crap.
I'm kind of torn because I do think in a general sense you don't tell Scott Boras what you're going to do. So I think there's different conversations to be had for Bregman versus Altuve. Altuve feels like he just wants to be here, and I'm not sure. I don't really care who his agent is. I think Altuve is not going to end his career somewhere else. This is where he wants to be. But I understand what David Sampson's saying is that if you tell Scott Boras we're going to make these guys Astros for life, then you're basically telling them. But he already knows that, John.
It's not a blank check. And oh, by the way, if you can't come to terms, Lance, if you can't come to terms with Bregman, and I think Bregman's going to be a difficult signing. Bregman's going to be still young, and Bregman just saw what Manny Machado made. Which, by the way, we haven't even talked about Manny Machado and how the Padres, how stupid the Padres are. It's unbelievable, and he just made Alex Bregman a boatload of money. And if Alex Bregman's got to go, Alex Bregman's got to go. But you know what? They're going to have a number on Alex Bregman, and we want Alex Bregman to be an Astro for life, and we're going to pay Alex Bregman handsomely to be an Astro for life. But if we can't pay him, if somebody else is going to offer him ridiculously stupid money, then Alex Bregman is going to go. Just because we profess our love for Alex Bregman and that we want him to be here doesn't mean we're going to break the bet. Oh, well, they offered 40. Well, we have to offer 41. That's not Jim Crane. Jim Crane ain't doing that. And oh, by the way, Jim Crane ain't giving him a 10-year deal either. And if somebody else offers him a 10-year deal, just because Dana Brown said, well, we want Alex Bregman to be an Astro for life, doesn't mean that they're gonna change their whole philosophy on how they pay players.
Right. No, they're not going to change. And he knows that. David Sampson understands that. So I think he's saying, then why tip your hand at all?
It's not tipping your hand. It's you know what? We can't appreciate a player anymore that's done a bunch for the organization.
Right, and that's what it is. No, that's what it is. It's showing an appreciation. Hey, let's also face facts that they've let so many guys walk that maybe they want to make sure and assure their fans, hey, here's an example of two core guys that we plan on keeping here forever.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're trying to tell their fans that. So he's looking at it from an executive's point of view, and I understand that. But we're looking at it from, if you're stupid enough, like Scott Boras understands the way the Astros do business. This is not, you know, in a general sense, David Sampson's right. But in a realistic sense, there's no agent who thinks that the Astros now, well, except for the crazy contract that they gave you know, from a reliever standpoint, the 3 years they gave Montero, that's certainly a 3-year
deal.
Different, but
these guys are going to, you know, right. Bregman's looking for a 10-year deal. And listen, it's not like, okay, Scott Boras there. Scott Boras, look what Dana Brown said. High fives. We're just going to pillage the Astros now. No, they're not. No, it's not. And they're not. And if, you know what, they'll go maybe 6 years on Bregman, maybe seven. They've never given out a 7-year deal, but maybe seven. They'll give out for Bregman, and And you know what? But they're not changing their whole philosophy just because Dana Brown came out and said, we want Alex Bregman to be here for life. I just think it's a whole bunch of nothing, if you want to know the truth. That they love Alex. You know what? That's no secret. It's no secret that they love Alex Bregman. They just showed Javier that they love him, giving him $64 million. They'll show up. They're going to show Fromber as well. Did they tip their hand by saying, "Well, we want to sign Fromber"? No. I mean, it's going to be the number is going to be the number no matter what. And I think it's a whole lot of nothing. And that's it. David Sampson, that ultra successful Miami Marlins president. F out of here.
He got you. You know what? He's in your head rent free.
No.
David Sampson is in your head rent free is what I like. I want to hear one more thing he talks about. This is one that could have an impact on the Astros.
The Mets and Padres.
Spending. Yeah, the Mets and Padres spending. So, you know, the Mets and Padres are spending like crazy. And you see fans who believe that it has no impact on sports. But at times it does end up having an impact because I watch all these teams have to in the Premier League and internationally, Barcelona, they're billions in debt because they continue to just spend and they can't make profit. And eventually, you know, now if you have the Saudi oil money, but I don't want Major League Baseball to be owned by Saudi oil money. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm tired of ownership, but you know, maybe I'd like to see the American owners own the teams. That's me. But at some point, if you would have just want to lose millions and billions every year and no one cares, okay, that's great for your team, but you better be ready for people who have money that can afford to lose that much every year and borrow money for debt service. That's not the best way to do it. Well, the Mets and Padres are spending like they've got Saudi oil money, and David Sampson sees this as a problem.
Oh, it's a big problem for baseball, and the problem is that, you know, Steve Cohen – we all knew, they all knew, when he was approved to be the Mets owner that he was going to spend a ton of money to try to get a World Series. MLB knew it, the commissioner knew it, the owners knew it. I don't think they ever thought that he would go this far above the quote-unquote Steve Cohen tax, which is $293 million, is that level. They didn't think that he'd be in the mid to upper 300s in payroll. They didn't think he'd be number one by so much. But as big a problem is Peter Seidler in San Diego. And the way he's spending money, there's no way the Padres should have the third highest payroll in baseball. They're losing tons of money, and it makes other owners look bad who don't want to lose that amount of money when no team should lose that amount of money, regardless of the value of their assets. So this is why they formed the Economic Reform Committee, because owners need to figure out how to get a salary cap. They need to figure out how to control the spending of themselves, because without a cap, some owners can't control themselves. So this is going to be a very interesting period for baseball because the disparity between the top and bottom payrolls has never been higher.
14 years for Tatis, 11 because it's an extension, 11 for Machado. I mean, you want to talk about just...
They got Soto who will be coming up.
Soto's coming up. They're going to have to... I don't know how they're going to pay Soto as well. I just have no idea. They just paid Musgrove. He's hurt. He had hurt his toe working out or something. The Padres are going about this all wrong. You know what? Cohen, okay, he gave $43 million for 2 years to Verlander. You know what? He's going for it. That, okay, I see that. He wanted Carlos and would have spent that long-term money on Carlos, but it just didn't work out because of the ankle. It's stupid, the money that these guys are throwing around, but the Padres are going to be a disaster in about 5 or 6 years. Just a disaster. I mean, Machado's going to be in his 40s.
Everything has to be good for them.
Machado's going to be in his 40s. How's that worked out in the past?
Well, but he's 30 now, so, I mean, he's not going to be in his 40s until...
Yeah, he's going to be 41 when he's going to be 41 at the end of this deal.
Yeah, but they don't care about that.
But you know your bat's going to slow down. Late 30s. He's going to be a DH. He's going to be a DH at the end of this.
I don't think they mind that. The question is, can he stay perform? You need him to perform at a high level for at least 7 of those years.
Right.
Well, you have to.
But listen, I don't want a 7. Then give him a 7-year deal.
It's a bad deal.
I don't like. Deal. I don't. This. When did this become a thing? that I'm going to give you 11 years. I'm just hoping I get 7. What?
Yeah.
What? And,
but this isn't football. This is guaranteed money.
Yeah.
The whole thing's guaranteed. And so all the length is just to spread the money out. That's all it is. The APY, that's all the only reason they're doing it. And yet you put yourself in a worse position that way.
Yeah.
You put yourself in a worse position. You've got a potential anchor contract that, like Albert Pujols.
And
look at Albert Pujols. They couldn't move him.
And look at what Deshaun did to the quarterback market with Lamar, right? Machado's doing that to the third base market now. And the Astros are going to pay for that Machado deal. The Astros are going to pay for that Machado deal.
You think so?
Yeah, by losing Alex Bregman. That's what they're going to do.
Well, but what about a hometown discount?
Yeah. Scott Boras is always about that. Hometown discount life.
You know what? You guys, the Astros and their fans stuck behind you when you really struggled. You owe it to the Astros maybe to take a little less and stay here.
Didn't
loyalty
Dana
matters.
Brown just tell you how much he loves you? Isn't that enough?
Listen, Alex, loyalty matters.
Yes.
And let's just do this deal. Let's get a team-friendly deal done, okay? And, you know, and I'm out there looking for – and so listen, this is one of the things that I do is I want a deal that's fair. And to be fair, a couple of these years you weren't that good.
Yeah. How okay? about that?
If we're
How about
being honest
fair
about
to
this.
Us?
So I'm not going to ask for money that I think is out of pocket. I'm not doing that, Alex. You know that I'm a fair guy.
Yep. Yep.
I'm imagining that conversation with Scott Boras.
Boras is going to be, you know what? Boras is going to say, you know what? You guys are right. You guys are so right about this.
You know what? You make some good points.
Yeah.
Something Scott Boras frequently will say.
He always said that.
You know, if you want to know that you won't get a deal done, I heard, when we come back, I'll throw some of these at you.
All right.
I heard more stuff about the Lamar Jackson contract last night when I was having some drinks. Wow, there's no chance the Ravens or anybody – there's a chance Lamar Jackson will be out of the league because he can't come to terms on any contract with anybody on anything.
All right, but first, you want to talk about loyalty? I'm loyal to Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Lance is too.
That's
the only plumbing company I'll ever call. It's because – and here's the deal. Not just because it's us and we speak for them. This is how they treat everybody. They're going to go give you a consultation. They're going to go find that problem. They're going to go fix that problem. They're going to do as quickly. They're going to do as safely. They're going to do it. They're going to save you in some instances if you've got a leak. I'm telling you, they saved the house, okay? They came over. Henry was there right away. I got a problem here. My floors are starting to buckle. Look at the baseboard here. They were there. Boom, Henry found it right away. It was unbelievable. So good, so knowledgeable, so good at what they do, and you can trust them because they're going to come to your home. Lance, a lot of these other plumbers are going to ask for $70 before they even walk in your door.
Yeah, and then they tell you, and if you do the work with us, well, you know, we'll apply that. Well, now they've got the leverage on you because if you don't go with them, you've got to pay that amount of money. And Aqueduct Plumbing Company doesn't do that. They'll come out there and they're confident in their pricing structure, their transparency, their ability to do the work that needs to be done and not try to throw extra work on you. That's not what they do. They're a trustworthy company, and that's why John and I speak for them, is because it's important that you have a plumber you can trust. And they're going to come out and diagnose the work because they're confident that in their reputation and that you will want to have work done from them, even if it's just something very simple like fixing a leaky faucet or maybe installing a tankless water heater so that you never run out of hot water. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the company for you, and they will get you a free quote. There's a free quote button at the top of their website right now, and you can go to it at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Call 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
At Ethos.
That's a vibe. She want a vibe. That's a vibe. Yeah. That's a vibe.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, we didn't even talk. Xander, 11 years. I mean, it's just ridiculous what the Padres are doing. Just ridiculous. Now, I believe in locking up your players, but do it more like the Braves. That's why I'm glad we got David Brown and not David Sampson here. 713-780-3776 is the number. No way Zoysia is a real word. Stop making up ship, Granado. Zoysia is a real word, okay?
It's using the sentence.
Is Zoysia from tea to green. Okay, that's a sentence.
Language of origin, please.
Actually, I'm not sure where it's from. I don't know what Zoysia could be. Turkish. I don't know.
It could.
I don't know.
Why? Bing.
Where is Zoysia from? Look it up. Where did Zoysia grass initially start? Maybe it was made in a lab. I don't know. I do know that laser Zoysia was made in a lab at Texas A&M University, and the only golf course in the world that has it is Highland Pines. And it is awesome. So you don't know nothing about it. You play on dirt at your Muni disc golf courses.
No, they're not dirt. They're grass.
No, they're dirt.
They're grass.
All those parts they have, yeah,
down.
Because everybody manicure those parts so well.
When are we going to go out and play some disc golf? Is your shoulder hurt because of your football days? You hurt it.
No, that was my left shoulder. My right shoulder's fine.
Okay, then you have no excuses.
Well, no, I actually hurt it on a bike in Colorado, but no, I have... My shoulder, it's all the flip of the wrist in disc golf.
It's true. Well, it depends on if you're a forehand thrower or a backhand thrower.
We can get into this if you want. I go both ways. I go both ways in disc golf.
For those who don't know, I'm pretty big time. I sat behind D'Amico Ryans, so I got to see D'Amico Ryans, and he looks like a leader, that checks that box. He's got a leadership look, even with the hoodie on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks cool in the hoodie.
He looks really cool. He's a good-looking man. I mean, I would follow him.
I'd follow him into, yeah. I just saw All's Quiet on the Western Front. That's a little depressing, that whole
thing. Oh, no, that's just nothing but depression, that movie.
Man, rough one there.
That movie is just like, wow.
It's not uplifting.
No. All right, what did you hear about Lamar Jackson?
Okay, so first of all, it is true. He had a deal done with two different companies, I know for a fact. He had a deal done with Adidas and a deal done with Jordan Brand. And at the last minute, his mom backed out on both of them. But apparently, this is what's going to be a really difficult time for Lamar. So Lamar's lost out on trading card deals. Panini would pay him $1 million, and he won't. They would give him like $100 a signature, and they just won't. They won't do it. Then you have the shoe deal. So there's shoe deals, but apparently there was a report that was a kind of a misstated report. So somebody took a contract and they kind of embellished the contract in the public about a deal that Odell Beckham Jr. got. So Odell Beckham Jr. got a deal, a shoe deal, and it was reported to be at like 5 years, $26 million. But that's not really, you know what I mean? That's not there. What they did mention is that there are all these kickers in there that he had to win an MVP, like things that would never happen. We'd call them not likely to be earned incentives. But if he did, his money went up. And so the agent went out and reported and leaked the information of the contract that at its very highest. You know what I mean? With all these not likely to be earned incentives, 4 straight years of being an all-pro, or if he's an all-pro every year, you know, things like that. And so Lamar Jackson's mom was Googling, you know, these contracts, trying to Google information about, you know, to look for how much a shoe deal was. And by the way, football shoe deals aren't great for there's only one player who makes, I think there's one player right now who has $1 million shoe deal. And it's now, and it's Patrick Mahomes. It has a true $1 million shoe deal. Because you're selling cleats. Like, it's harder. You know, it's not a lifestyle brand. You can't just sell them to everybody. It's a very specific market. And so there was a deal, and then she just saw something on Google and shut it down. And they're like, what? That's not the money Odell Beckham Jr. makes, but you don't have a way that, like, you couldn't do anything with that. So they had a deal agreed to in principle, and the belief is that Lamar's ready to do these deals, but he's trusting his mom. And his mom, apparently, I talked to somebody who was in a negotiation yesterday, and they said everything seems like it's going well, And before you know it, like, this is a comment that was made. They brought the contract out, and they showed, you know how contracts have a lot of wordy lawyer stuff. That's why you have an agent, because they read all the lawyer speak. Okay, you know, lawyer, and if said client does said thing and blah, 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 and, in perpetuity, the blah, blah, blah. Okay, go get somebody smart to read it, and they're like, yeah, this is standard. So this company has a standard contract, right? It's not crazy at all. But the terms are the most important. How long is it? How much does it pay? The whole nine yards. That you want to find out all those specifics, and those can be tweaked too. And so they had a deal done in principle, and they went, and literally this was the comment they said, and Lamar's mom was looking at the contract and said, "What's all this?" And he goes, "No, this is just wording that is a standard contract. This is a standard contract. This is nothing that's going to even have any impact, but you can have a lawyer take a look at it, or you could take a look at it, but it's just a standard contract." And she got upset that she said, "My son is not a standard player. He should not have a standard. He's an exceptional player. He's the best in the league, and we're not doing this. That's it." And he said, "No, it's standard wording. It's not. We're not calling your son standard. This is just a normal, regular contract. It's not." And she thought they were calling Lamar standard and not exceptional, and she just shut it down. And so he's lost over $1 million. His trading card deal would be like $1 million a year. He's lost out on all of that. He's had no trading card deal. He's had no sport drink deal.
They were saying, so standard?
Yeah.
They're like, standard?
No, that's not what this means. And so no shoe deal has been done, even though Nike sends him stuff. Everyone sends him free shoes, and he just wears them, and he doesn't get paid for
it. Pumpkin spice latte?
I don't know. His mom's saying, no, he's not. He's the best player in football. But everyone's trying to give him money. And they just won't take it because no deal is good enough. And for
you're
her,
so standard.
For her son is better than. It's really simple. Her son is better than Deshaun Watson, so they're not going to settle until they get a deal that's better than Deshaun Watson.
Well,
and that's fine. But you know, in the meantime, you could be getting all these deals. Like, you know, the deal that you want to sign is that deal. You have to play football and you can get hurt. You know, a shoe deal. A sport drink deal, a signing card deal. These are all deals that won't get you hurt, and they keep paying time and time and time again. So every year that he doesn't do one of these deals, these are literally millions of dollars he loses out on every single year he doesn't do it. And it's like, it's heartbreaking for people because they know this is stuff that is guaranteed money as well. Now, he's eventually going to get paid in the NFL. I just don't think it's going to be with the Ravens. And I think the Ravens are a pretty good situation, but they do have to help him. Like, Lamar needs help. He does not have wide receivers. And they've tried. They drafted guys. Brandon Perryman. I mean, Perryman. I mean, they've made an attempt. It just has failed. Like, we've made an attempt. The Texans have made attempts at different positions that haven't worked out. But I think that the thing that's very frustrating, the reason why you hear Mike Florio get so upset is because this shouldn't be, like, these deals should be done. Lamar should be in the bag and should be, you know, set for life, and it just hasn't happened yet.
No. But yeah, but I think this is a new time in Texans history. I don't know if you heard Nick Caserio yesterday said we want to get good free agents, not bad ones.
Yeah, and this is the sign of, look, first it's D'Amico Ryans.
Right.
And then I'm hearing things like good free agents.
Instead of bad free agents.
Yeah, and this is
These are good signs. These are great signs.
You can't see what I'm doing right now.
I don't even know what you do.
What do you think I'm doing right now?
I wish D'Amico would have said, "I don't even know what you do, Lance."
He'll say it at some point. But what do you think I'm doing right now?
What would
I be doing right now in my room? And don't overthink this. I'm talking Texans, and Texans are being successful.
You are watching ESPN talk about Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm throwing up an H.
Oh, you're throwing up the H. Well, yep. I didn't even see Cal. I saw Cal last night at the Rockets game. Not one H. He doesn't care
that's
about
a little
this
disappointing.
City. Cal
but why
needs
didn't
to
you
sell
go?
The team.
Why didn't you have RJ go over there, take a picture with him? You take a picture and RJ throw up the H because he would have thrown up.
Cal needs to sell the team. He doesn't care about our city anymore. Not one H did I see. Not one H.
Well, go take a picture with him.
No, that's I'm when not
he, he doesn't walk around. He doesn't walk around like his hand is permanently in an H.
How embarrassing! In front of the tens of people that were still left at the game last night, and I'm over there. Hey, Cal, can I get a picture with you? I want to throw up the H. Oh, my God.
That would have been amazing.
No, that would have been the worst thing. I would have been embarrassed for myself. I would have been embarrassed for me, okay? And I'm not I've been embarrassed for me before, but not that.
Yeah, not we all have, minute. But not like
not
that.
Like that. All yeah. right, 846 ESPN, 845 ESPN, 975 and 96. Time to talk about HRP. Time to talk about your business. Time to talk about whether or not you're ready to get the best payroll company. Whether or not are you completely satisfied with your payroll company? If you're not, okay, we are. Okay, we love our payroll company. And that's kind of a big deal. Does your payroll company, are they giving you your benefits packages that you don't have any options on? Are they giving you your 401k plan? Is that what they're doing? Because that's not the way to go about this thing, okay? A lot of these different businesses that do payroll, they do all this other stuff as well. Well, HR&P does payroll, and they do HR, and that's it. And but by the way, they're going to help you out immensely, tremendously with your tax situation and the Affordable Care Act, which they are experts in. But they're not making you take the 401. They're not making you take the insurance package. They're not making you do all of that stuff because that's not what HR&P does. They give you options, and that's where you're going to save money. While the other companies are giving you the entire plan for your business, like, wait a minute, why are you making so much money on this deal? How is it that you're making all of this? Oh, but look over here. Look how little the payroll is. Okay, thanks. Yet you're making a ton of money. So if you're looking for a payroll company that's going to do payroll and do HR and going to do your taxes, it's HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we're going to be out at Wildcat Wednesday, March 8th. We've got our occasional invitational. It's so much fun. SiteChef.com, thank you for presenting this, and it benefits kids' meals, so we're raising money for the kids. You get a day of drinking Carbach, you get lunch, you get dinner, 18 holes of golf, and then the award ceremony where I insult you.
That's a lot of W's.
Low price. Right. One low, 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 low price. Register now at ESPN975.com. Come on, let's go. We're going to fill this thing up. We want to get a bunch of people out there. We want to raise money for kids' meals. Is our occasional invitational. The weather is perfect. It's perfect time to play, okay? Wildcat doing this deal in March. While I can't drink because it's March, it certainly is, I mean, unbelievably wonderful time to play golf. Wonderful time to play golf. So come and join us. We'll hang out. We'll have fun. And you can get insulted, too. So all of that happening at ESPN975.com. I'm watching, and finally ESPN did something different. Here's a pretty good question that ESPN posted. It wasn't about Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't about Lamar Jackson. It wasn't about the Bears trading the first-round pick. It was actually about Carson Wentz. Can he be a starting quarterback in the NFL again? And my immediate reaction is the answer is no. Has Carson Wentz not worn out his welcome as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I think he's got one more shot left to,
where?
But it's not to be a. Well, I mean, you look at some of the teams. I'm writing a piece today that is fits for Anthony Richardson, and you know, some of the teams I'm looking at are obviously Panthers, Raiders, Bucks. I mean, these are teams that are all desperate for quarterbacks, but Washington's desperate too, and they just let him go. The Colts were desperate too, and they let him go.
Yeah,
I mean, so. You know, obviously on the field, like, I think there's a problem with the coaches don't. Ron Rivera, literally, Chris Ballard had negative things to say about him on the way out, right? Ron Rivera was asking in the middle of the year, what's going on? What's the problem? He goes, quarterback. In his post-game news conference, he was talking, or maybe it was after practice, he said quarterback was an issue. And this is when Carson Wentz was still playing.
No, he was, yes.
He was healthy. Like, he was still playing at this time. So I think people don't fundamentally really care for him, which is an even
Well, there's a
problem.
Reason. He's played like crap. I mean, why would you say, how could you face your fan base and say, well, and especially after Ballard, you know, Ballard gave it a shot, and that was a legitimate shot. That was fine. Then it was right. like a little less legitimate with the Redskins, with the Commanders. Now it's, there's, how can you be a general manager and say, hey, buy some tickets now because we're bringing right. in Carson Wentz to run the show. How can right. you do that to your fan base? Unless, right. of course, here's the deal. This is like a Brian Hoyer or a Tom Savage situation where you draft a guy and you want to sit him. You know what? You want him to learn a little bit. So we're going to bring in Carson Wentz to start this year so that we don't have to throw the rookie to the Wolves. I can see that. That I can see. If you go and get that guy, and Anthony Richardson, for example, who's not ready to play at the NFL level.
No.
He's not ready. So I want to bring Anthony Richardson along slowly. Can you be patient, fan base? Tampa fan base, can you be patient? Just for a minute here. Panthers, can we be a little bit patient for a little bit longer? I doubt it, but I think, can we? I get that. I would get that if that was the case. But that's the only situation in which Carson Wentz can start. My other question, and my other question, they didn't ask this, but I'm asking this. Why is Derek Carr in any way, shape, or form defining terms for any team?
Do you really think that's true?
Yes. I think, Derek Carr has the money that we saw seen for Derek Carr.
Well, let's see somebody pay it.
That's it. I mean,
see somebody actually pay it.
Right, I guess. I mean, that could be agent speak, you know. That, yeah. you know, Derek Carr is a four. I've seen hosts talk about Derek Carr and $35 million, $40 million. What? What is
If you're
Derek
saying
Carr
what,
done?
What do you think teams are saying? If realistically, if you're saying what do you think teams are saying?
I think teams are saying, I mean, honestly, if you're a general manager, I don't
you ain't
know that
a
I'd go
quarterback
more than,
that much
I know,
money.
I think 25 is high for him, if you want to know the truth.
Well, honestly, not by quarterback standards.
Not
anymore.
But what quarter?
Performance-wise, you're right.
Yes. But what has he done to deserve? And listen, I'm going to give you a chance with a good. If I'm the Jets, hey, I'm giving you a chance with a good football team to resurrect your career because you got cut by a bad team and you got two winning seasons in your entire career. I'm giving you a chance here. So if I'm a good football team, I'm saying, Derek, you want to play football anymore? Or you go ahead, see how this works out for you in Carolina. See how this works out for you. Even if
that's
if they would sign him. That's if they would sign him.
You know, Derek Carson, to me, he just came from – well, so he needs the best situation. You go to Carolina and your career ends. Like it's not gonna be good. They've
it's
got too much work
quarterbacks go
needs
to die.
To yeah, it really is true. And I think that you look at Carolina and I'm looking at Carolina as the front runner for they're gonna be my front runner for Richardson because I think that they're just gonna say, look, we'll sign, you know, a Derek Carr type or whatever and we'll let him play for 1 or 2 years before we're ready to play Anthony Richardson. And I think that's what he's a bridge quarterback then. Well, what do you pay bridge quarterbacks? Well, you don't pay a bridge quarterback over $30 million a year. You just don't. And I think Derek Carr right now is – you have to figure out – Derek Carr in his mind is not a bridge quarterback, but is he getting to that stage where anyone wants to buy in as a 3 to 4 year plan? I don't think he's a bridge quarterback yet, but I also don't think anyone wants to pay him like a 3 to 4 year starter. I think it's – you know, you're going to have to figure out – what are you comfortable paying Derek Carr, a guy who has not been a successful, has not had win success? And you know, I take that with a grain of salt. It depends on your situations. But I don't get the feeling that, you know what he doesn't give me? Vibes, John. I don't get great vibes off of Derek.
Where's our vibe song? You want me to play it?
No, don't play it off your song. That guy is in prison. You may have to pay him.
Okay. You keep on playing your Michael Jackson in your little iPod. Okay. Go see. You know what? Okay. Great. Great.
You know, this is where you're supposed to say, I separate the entertainer from the person.
R. Kelly entertained me with vibes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
he played
did.
It off your, you played it off your iPhone.
You're damn right I did.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm – oh, listen.
Vibe check.
Am I saying, hey, I think that R. Kelly's a great guy? No, but I like this vibe song. And I think the Rockets have vibes. I think the Rockets should play this at the game. We got vibes.
Right.
She got vibes. Yeah. What do you got here? Don't kill my
vibe. There we go.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm winning. Don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe.
See? Then, okay, this is fine.
This is it.
This is it. Okay. Is there?
This is it right here.
Are any of these performers in prison? None?
No, it's Kendrick Lamar. He's
okay.
Not
But didn't Kendrick had a bit of an issue?
No, Kendrick's had no issues.
Yeah, Kendrick had an issue. He was hanging out with Kanye, wasn't he? Or did they have beef?
No, Kendrick doesn't have. RJ, am I missing something? Kendrick doesn't have beef with anybody. Not
Kendrick
really.
Kendrick had beef with somebody.
Big Sean.
Well, everyone's had for some reason beef with Big. I don't know why Big Sean is so disliked by people.
I know. I love that guy. Why? Why? Why do we keep picking on Big Sean?
Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe is the song that you... That's the vibe song. 100% that's the vibe
song. She got vibes. I don't know. R. Kelly, I don't know.
Nah, let's go with Kendrick.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe. That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
DC, Derek Carr. That's the vibe. Check down, King. Yeah, checking it down, checking it down, checking it down. 3 yard, checking it down, checking it down, checking it down. Short out, checking it down, checking it down. Hunter Renfro, checking it down, checking it down. 4 wins, yeah.
Now do Jalen Green.
Ooh. Sideline, got the. I don't even know
what's supposed to. Throw it up for 3. Wait. 2 seconds on the clock.
Well, he actually played yesterday, huh? Jalen's back.
Jalen's back. He played the first 5 minutes or so, RJ, and then sat the rest of the quarter. We were like, and then, like you said, everybody's standing up. Somebody, I think KJ Martin threw down a dunk or something. Everybody, whoa! And there's Jalen just sitting there. But I like when he's load managing. I wanted him to load manage last night.
See, there's lots better vibe songs than the guy who's in prison until he's 80.
I don't like that. I'm separating
stuff.
Again. I'm separating the entertainer,
the entertainer
from the person.
From the person. Yeah, that's I got
me.
You.
That's me, though.
I do that. Sometimes I do that with you, too.
I can do that. I can do
As
that.
As I sit next to you, I'm like, listen, this is John the radio guy versus John the person. John the radio guy says some terrible things.
John the person.
But so
says,
does John the person.
No, John
says
the
even
person
worse.
Says worse things.
I separate
no
John the person is terrible. But John the radio guy is just, you know, borderline. I separate the two.
Oh, you know what separate from your house is your patio?
Yeah, the patio separates my grass patio house. So technically that is a separator, but what's going to separate your home from another home when it comes time to sell is going to be that patio. That's one of the things I checked with before I had the patio built. I checked with a friend of mine who's in real estate and like, what's the difference? What difference does a patio make, an outdoor living space? And they said it makes a big difference. It's a big differentiator. I mean, for you to have if it's well done. I mean, if it's not well done, then it's kind of an eyesore. If you get it done cheaply, that's not great. If it looks like it was built as an additional add-on, which a lot of these are, that's not great. I mean, it may be functional for you, but it's not going to be great for people who are looking at homes that have much better outdoor living spaces than you do. Texas Custom Patios, everything that they build looks like it was built on the original home. It's incredible. They match your roof. If you've got a different type of shingle like I do, they match that. They'll match stone. It's amazing what they're able to do. And I haven't even gotten to the fact that they can build kitchens, swimming pools, fire pits, fireplaces. You get the big screen TV out there, the sound system. You got an area where you can have friends sit and you can entertain and you can grill for them. It's just an unbelievable way. It's vibes. I don't know how else to say it. The outdoor vibes are good. TexasCustomPatios.com. TexasCustomPatios.com.
97.5. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.